But first, as I mentioned, a busy day with a few brand new issues to tuck into. Exhibit number one, the federal government is planning a national gun amnesty while moving to increase significantly the penalties for smuggling guns. Now, legislation to increase the maximum imprisonment time to 20 years for gun smuggling, with a mandatory minimum of 5 years, will be introduced to Parliament on Thursday. I tell you what, I hope they consider possession of firearms, because that is something that other countries have done with some success. Just as Minister Michael Keenan told reporters in Canberra, his state and territory colleagues will soon work out details for a gun amnesty. And we have had one straight after the Port Arthur massacre in 1996, and it actually caused the voluntary surrender of more than 700,000 firearms under the Howard government. Now, the Senate committee's report says that despite the Australian Crime Commission estimating there are approximately 260,000 illegal guns, that figure is seen as a conservative guess. So it could be closer to 500,000 illegal guns. I thought I'd catch up with the New South Wales member of the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, Robert Borsak, who himself is a licensed gun owner, and he may have an insight that we haven't canvassed already this morning. Robert Borsak, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. How are you?
I'm very, very well. This has come out of nowhere. I didn't sense that this was coming until I heard late last night that it was, and apparently it's all because of gun crime in Melbourne and gun-related crime since 2011. What are your thoughts?
Well, we actually had a sniff that something like this was going on. There's been ongoing discussions between police ministers around Australia, certainly in New South Wales. We've been an advocate for a rolling amnesty on firearms, especially bringing firearms in that are old, unused and unregistered to be handed in for years and years and years. It doesn't affect law-abiding firearms owners whose firearms are already registered.
Of course not.
We think it's a good thing if it can get firearms out of the system and prevent them from leaking from, under the bed or on the top of the cupboard and ending up in the hands of criminals.
But I don't imagine a long line of bikie groups who tend to, distribute certain arms. I don't imagine them turning up and giving up their illegal high-powered weapons.
No, you put your finger on exactly the issue there. The amnesty by itself is not and can never be a solution in itself. It's just one of an armoury of measures the government's got to look at. Criminals will never voluntarily handle their firearms in. That's obvious. They use them as a tool of trade, as part of what they're all about. An amnesty, the way I think the government's talking about doing it, is along the lines of getting unregistered firearms that were never registered in the first place, perhaps, out of the system. But even more importantly, what the government at the federal level needs to do is do what they're talking about doing, and that is cracking down on the trafficking and illegal gun smuggling that's been going on in Australia for years and years and years. And the feds have actually lived in denial. The state government in New South Wales under the previous minister, Mike Gallagher, admitted it a number of times in the House that the real problem is the poorest borders of Australia. So if Keenan is going to crack down on that, he'd have our full support.
And what about customs as well? The conversations I've had on air with former and current customs officers, they have told me, well, we only get a drop in the ocean of all those guns that come in containers and through the mail.
Yes, that's right. And that's what you put your finger on it again. That's exactly what they've got to do. They've got to actually start to look very closely. And they don't come in usually, especially if they're pistols, they come in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And they get assembled here, and they've got smuggling rings. The New South Wales police are very clever. They've got a very well-equipped intelligence branch that can follow these things. I've had a bill in this parliament already talking about, and it's sitting on the table at the moment, asking for mandatory sentencing, a mandatory doubling of sentencing for anyone that uses a firearm in crime. But I can't get the New South Wales government to support it. Maybe now they're coming around to that.
Okay, hopefully with the help of the feds. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Robert Borsak, member of the New South Wales Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party.